last week's parsha, we find that after the brothers completed the sale with of Yosef, shipped him off to Mitzrayim, we hold have them whole mice, Yehuda and Tamar, with Yehuda's sons dying. And Rashi over there brings Gomeris Mecha Parsha Lekan, Parsha Lekan. Why was this brought down over here? Why is this whole Parsha of Yehuda and Tamar brought down in the middle of the Parsha of Yosef, Hifsu Parsha Sosha Yosef? Right? They were mowed him. They brought him down the notch. Right? He was X amount Gadol beforehand. Because of this situation, because of what happened with the Mechiras Yosef, they were mowed him from his Gedula. I assume that's what it means, Vayered Yehuda. I think that's what it means. As Yehuda went down, they omored him. I assume that's what it means, I'm not sure. But either way, they definitely omored him from his Gedulaso because of what happened, Kishiro B'tzara Savihem, when they saw the sorrow of the father, Amru, Ato Amarto Gemochro, you said that we should sell him. Iwa Amarto Gashivo, Hayinu Shomim Loch. If you would have said that we should return him, if you would have given us different advice, you gave us very bad advice. You told us that we should go ahead and sell him down to Mitzrayim. If you would have told us to return him to his father, we would have listened to you. And therefore, since you gave us such bad advice, you caused this terrible problem over here, therefore they removed him from Dugasa. The Svarno says, a little different, but in line, I think, Ba'iba Isahi says, Svarno on the spot, what does it mean, that time? In that time when Yosef was sold to Mitzrayim, b'sibas atzas Yehuda, because of the advice of Yehuda, sh'amar l'mochro, he told him to sell him, v'l'amar l'ashivo, and he did not say that he should return him to his father, v'shikel es aviv, and he caused his father to lose his children, to lose his child, Yosef, Chal al Yehuda pri malogov. So fell on Yehuda the fruits of his work, of his actions. V'holu shnei b'nai, shnei b'nei moves. He gave birth to two children who would die. V'nishar shochul mishnehem. And he ended up being deprived and without those two children. So it seems our Pashup Shan Rashi are both, so I think it's pretty clear. But I think Rashi means to say that these people, the children, the brothers of Yosef, recognized that if they would have been advised by Yehuda earlier, right, when the time came to either the first plan was to kill him, throw him in the boar, or kill him, and then they eventually decide to sell him. If they would have been told by Yehuda that I have an idea, I don't think you should sell him or kill him or anything like that, but rather you should bring him back to his father, they would have listened to him. And therefore, because he could have accomplished saving Yosef and avoid the whole situation with the sale, and he didn't do that, and instead he caused the father to have Satsar and Yosef to be sold to Mitzrayim and everything happened and through afterwards, therefore he was guilty. And therefore, says the Rashi, therefore they were murdered from Dugasa, right? He deserves to be punished. You caused such terrible tragedy. I don't think Rashi is just saying that, well, they tried to hide behind, it was an excuse, you know, with some, push-off and an excuse. I think Rashi means, right? Rashi's not telling lies. The pasuk is not talking about that it was a lie, and they were mamish murdered from Gedulaso. They brought him down. They paskin that he doesn't deserve, he's not the same Yehuda. If it was just that, well, you know, you should, there was a good excuse to shift the blame from them, so they couldn't blame Yehuda, really. They can't be murdered from Gedulaso because of that. So obviously, Rashi means, right, that the brothers, mamish, felt that they would have listened. They would have listened if they would have been advised by Yehuda to go ahead and send him back to their father. They would have listened to him, and they wouldn't have sold him. And from the Svarno, I think it's definitely mashed that, because you see, according to the Svarno, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished them. You don't punish him for just if he would have said something, they wouldn't have listened, so that means he didn't cause it. It's only because he caused the problem, because Yehuda's not giving the right advice to the brothers caused the problem, therefore he's punished. If it wouldn't have made a difference anyway, so how can you punish him? He didn't do anything. So he didn't tell the brothers. Fine, it wouldn't have made a difference. What am I gonna tell him for? So it seems clear that Rashi and Sforno both mean that was the truth. The truth was that if you would have told us, advised us differently, so we would have changed our mind. We wouldn't have sold them. The Kashis are both say some other thing. They wanted to kill him, right? They mamish, their plan was to kill him. If anything, he said, okay, don't kill him, send him down to Mitzrayim. Now, why were they going to kill him? So it says the Sforno that I meant to put on the for Bikiya's purpose, I put that Sforno on the bottom of the page over there. Famous Sforno says that they ordained him as he was Mechuyev Misa. He was Mechuyev Misa because of the fact that he was a Rodef. They thought he was out to kill him for whatever the different reasons are. And therefore, because he was going to kill them, and what's the Russian over there? V'choshvus Yosef, v'nochel, he planned against them, v'nusnakesh, v'nafsham, v'misam, olam hazel, v'mhaba, v'shneim, he wanted to kill him. HaTorah Amr, Amra Habo, Harcha, Hashkin, Wahargo. If someone comes to kill you, if I care, you kill him first. So I don't understand. So they passed, and they went through the whole business, the whole through the Din Torah, and they passed, and they realized how serious of an issue was, and they passed, and he is Mechuyev Misa, because he's trying to kill us. And therefore we're supposed to protect our lives first. So it comes on Yehuda, and you say, hey, you know, I think bring him back to the father. Bring him back to the father, what are you, out of your mind? This guy's a rodef, he's going to kill us. We're not Mechuyev for that. There's no reason for that. So a great idea, and we thought of that also, obviously. That was the whole Shiloh, should we bring him to the father or not? But we pass, he's a rodef. So why all of a sudden, just because he would advise him to send them back, would they have sent them back? You can't send a killer back. You got a killer loose, then he'll kill us all, kill one of us, two of us, 10 of us, whatever the number is. How can it be? What's pshat? I assume pshat is, because Eino Chanami at that time, they definitely passed and he was Mechuyev Misa. But obviously we know it was a mistake. They were no gay Abadavar, jealous, whatever the reason why, and they made a mistake in their psak. So normally speaking, left unchecked and left unrebuked or left unchallenged, so they didn't kill him. But the truth was, the real emes was that he was not a rodef. Right? That was the truth, okay? They made a mistake, they didn't realize it, they sat with Shiv and Nakiyim to analyze, and they said, no, he's a killer, he's a rodef, he's supposed to be killed. But if Yehuda would have come to them and made an impassioned plea and said, Rabosai, he's not a killer, or whatever, you know, don't, it'll cause so much problems, that would have, the emes, I guess the truth of what he was saying would have hit them, made them think again, Nachamo, think about it again, think of when they think of their repercussions, or someone moves them, someone inspires them, someone tells them, and challenges them with the truth and tells them, Rabosai, this is not true, this is not the way he should be, you have to bring him back to the father, he's not a killer, he's not Mechuyev Misa. So even once these big dolim had the psak and all that, and that already transpired, nevertheless, they would have reversed their decision. It would have made a difference for them. They would have gone ahead and realized that we're making a mistake over here. So obviously, if he's a mamish, a murderer, you can't send him back. But Lamaisi wasn't a murderer, right? He wasn't the rodef. That was the truth. Their negiyas blind them. So when you approach someone and you show them the emes, which they couldn't hear before, and they were convinced that they were telling that they were right, and instead you show them how faulty their logic was, you're not going to shrug him up. He's not going to shrug him up. These are 10 big adolim. But just to tell them that, you know, you're making a mistake and it's wrong and he's not a murderer and you can't kill him, rather send him back to his father. He's not a danger to the rest of us. That would have changed their minds, changed their psak. They would have reversed their psak and they would have gone ahead and realized that he's not the murderer that we think he is. I think this is just a powerful, indicator of chizuk to us. We're in the, at least to a certain degree, hopefully to a large degree, we're in the kiruv business. You know, we're in the teaching, we're in the hashpah business. You know, when a person writes mashpia, a lot of times you feel, what am I going to hack him about? He knows all about everything. I'm going to tell him. He knows already. He thought about it. He doesn't want to, you know, learn. He doesn't want to keep Shabbos. Whatever it is, whatever my regular person on, I'm trying to mashpia on him. But what am I hacking? What am I talking about? It's not going to make a difference because he's set in his ways. You know, both say it's not true. The brothers were set in their ways. They paskin to such an extent that he's mechuyev to be killed. They were about to kill him, and it would have made a difference. If Yehuda would have told them and gave him tochacha, so to speak, and fought with them, they would have seen the emes. They would have heard the other way. It doesn't mean it has to work every single time, but the koach of emes is so powerful there that it makes a difference. And we have to realize what power we have within us, Rabosai. Additionally, Rabbeinu say another little interesting point. Until there's what happened? Why this happened? What happened now all of a sudden? There's they until this moment they paskin that he was mechuyav misa. Okay, now they say, hey, you know, we Yehuda made a big mistake. He should have told us. Well, if I think he's mechuyav misa, so why? So what's making me think now that I would have changed my mind if you would have told me before? Right, I paskin that he's mechuyav misa. Right, and I was about to kill him, and nothing changed. So all of a sudden now, they wake up and they say that, we should be more Yehuda because it was his fault, because if he would have told us, we would have changed our mind. What do you mean we would have changed our mind? Why would I change? Why should I think I would change my mind? We were so confident before, what happened all of a sudden now? So Rashi, I think, answers that kasha. Rashi explains what happened. Very simple, Rashi says. Sheridu echem igdulaso, kishero bitzaras avihem. When they saw the tremendous pain the father was experiencing until they went home and everything was fine and dandy and they sent off Yosef to Mitzrayim. Yeah, we did the right thing. We should have killed him. We could have killed him. The whole business. We listened to Yehuda, sent to Mitzrayim, but everything was fine. There was one problem. They came back out to the house and they see the father sitting crying. He didn't want to be appeased. He didn't want to be comforted. Okay, so, obviously, you know, if Yosef would have been killed, it would have been even worse, right? He wasn't even killed now. He was just sold down to, but, you know, and they were ready for that, right? They realized that if they kill Yosef, they realized how beloved he was to the father, Yaakov, and obviously braced themselves for that confrontation later on. They probably rehearsed the story again and again, you know, what are they going to tell the father? But the mice, they realized that, you know, the father's going to have a lot of sar, but no rabotai, right? When it actually came face to face with the father, and they saw with their eyes, Eino Doma Shmigor Iya, right? When they saw with their eyes how much tsar, how deep the tsar is for their father, Kishirol B'tsara Saviyam, they saw what he's going through, that at that time, then they say, you know, maybe we made a mistake, and Taka. I don't know if they were convinced, it's not clear because it's literal theory as far as before, so I'm not sure it's not clear what he means. But at least they would have thought twice and would have said, you know, if Yehuda would have gone and convinced us and told us not to sell them, we wouldn't have sold them. We wouldn't have sold them. Or at least it could be, maybe it would have injected enough of suffering in our hearts that we wouldn't have sold them. So what made the difference, Rabbeinu say? Preparing for the whole, you paskin and you go through with it and you're paired with the whole eventuality that, you know, Yaakov's going to be bizarre, but it doesn't make a difference. But when you see the tsar, when you confront him, when you're shocked by the emotional sight of seeing Yaakov in rags and on the floor and sitting shiva and the tsar that Yaakov had, that has a very strong impact. That emotional seeing, and when you see with your eyes what happens, the eventual results of something. So even though you predicted it, you knew about it beforehand, and you were prepared for it, then you say, Afal Pikein, I'm still passing a certain way, but all of a sudden, later on, things can change later on, things happen, and that's how you can impact the person also. You can't always bring it to his face and show him, but if you mitzar to him, you use Koch Hatzir to make it real, and sometimes Imamish, you show him examples maybe of what happened in other situations. That is another way to make a difference in a person's hashgafa, in a person's decision-making process. He's paskin, he's all convinced, he was so convinced he's right, but it makes him think twice, it gets him all nervous. So people are not so 100% intellectual. People are inspired, people are affected, people are mushba for other people's opinion, and definitely mushba by seeing something which they knew would happen, but they never saw it. They didn't see it with their eyes. Once you see it with their eyes, that's such a more powerful punch. It plays a role. That because of that, they said, oh, what's going on? What do you mean what's going on? We possibly should be killed, so we have to figure out how to deal with the father. No. If Yehuda would have told us, we would have backed off. That's the first time they realized. And that's the first time a suffix was injected into their heart in terms of what the reality was. And they realized that, you know, we're not so 100%. Maybe you shouldn't have been killed. And if you would have told us, we would have sent them over there.